Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, November 24th, 2022. So, on this Thanksgiving Day...
Happy Thanksgiving!
Are you thankful for the crossword?
I'm always thankful for the crossword.
Me too. And I was thankful for this one.
What a great diversion.
Yes.
In my day, it's always nice... Just sit back and relax and do the New York Times crossword.
Mm-hmm. Or in my case, try and do the New York Times crossword.
This one was a puzzler.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a while to get the theme.
Yes.
And one of the reasons was I kept thinking it was Saturday. It just seemed like Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is an unusual Saturday puzzle. You could tell I was tired when I did it.
Right.
And I'm like, usually they don't have any kind of gimmicks in a Saturday puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
But the clues seemed like Saturday clues, some of them anyway. And so...
So I take it the header at the top of the page, Thursday, November 24th, didn't resonate?
I do it on my iPad or my phone.
Oh, so you can't see it.
So I can't see that, no. So, anyway, eventually I figured out, hey, it's Thursday. No wonder there's a gimmick here.
Right.
It's a Thursday.
Well, I mean, regardless of the day, I would have plunged on.
I definitely plunged on, but it just surprised me that there would be a theme on Saturday, especially one like this.
There was a theme, and it was ingenious.
It was. It was very clever. So it dealt with dots. Dotting the I, that was the revealer clue, 56 across. Pay attention to details or a hint to filling in 7 of these puzzle squares. And... what it was, the across clues had the word dot in them, and where the word dot was for the down clues, it was a space before an I, and so you had to like dot the I. For example, the one I finally figured it out on was 26 across. Which was, my computer my computer had sort of frozen up there.
Technical difficulties do not adjust your podcast.
26 across, they're spotted on Lucille Ball and Minnie Mouse. And the answer was polka dot dresses. But you didn't have enough room for that. But you could write out polka, and then you could put in a rebus dot. And then you could write out the word dresses. Well, where that dot was, the clue was ones colliding in the Large Hadron Collider. And the answer to that was ions. And so, but the first square was a dot. So then you had dot with an I-O-N-S underneath it. So you were dotting the I's going down. But the clues going across were actual answers that had the word dot in them. For another one was 51 across. Turn of the century financial crisis was the dot-com crash. So you had to put the rebus dot in the first square, and then you had com and then crash. And where that first square crossed was 36 down, which was some baked entrees, which were pot pies. So you were able to put P-O-T-P and then the dot and then I-E-S. And the fun thing was when I filled in the rebus dot every place there was supposed to be a dot because you needed that word dot for the across clues. But when you solved it, and if you solved it correct, all those rebuses turned into big black dots,
right.
Which I thought was great fun. So I love it when puzzles sort of are animated.
You know, I started putting in periods, and I wasn't sure if that was going to work, and I got it I had it all filled in and I couldn't get it to solve. And I thought, maybe I can't put in a period. Maybe I have to put in dot.
Mm-hmm.
But it turned out I had an error.
Oh.
So in one across, well, actually, it was my mistake was three down. Three down was Kazakhstan's blank C. And I went for Earl because yesterday we were just talking about a couple of continents that ran together, and one of them was like Kazakhstania. I remember that distinctly because it was such an unusual name, and the answer was Earl, and so I put Earl there as well, which meant that one across order waiting to be deciphered per Jose Saramago, I had Kuos, Chuos.
Oh.
Well, so I looked at the name Jose Saramago and thought, well, it's not, it's probably Spanish, and Kuos probably means something in Spanish. And, you know, how was I to know? I mean, it was Jose, there was an accent over the last E, definitely was going to be a foreign term there. So I was ready for a foreign term. And eventually, you know, I went through the whole crossword looking everywhere, and it turned out it was not Kuos, but the order waiting to be deciphered per Jose Saramago was chaos.
Chaos, yes.
And I'm like, oh, I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
So that was sort of my one error. But I did have a lot of fun in that area. Like five down, the clue was ampersand, hashtag, dollar sign, exclamation point, at, EG. And I thought it was like cursing or swearing.
Uh-huh.
But the answer was just symbols.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I thought that was well done.
Uh-huh. So, well, going back to the theme, you think if you put a period in, it would have solved?
I don't know. I got to the point, I went back and put dots everywhere because I was convinced I had the whole puzzle correct. And then I discovered Ural should become Errol.
Uh-huh.
And when it did, then it solved. So I didn't have a chance to go
so
back.
Uh-huh.
Right. I could look at wordplay because I'm sure somebody tried the dots. It just seemed like, well, I need a dot, and I a period certainly looks like a dot.
Uh-huh. But it's not really a dot.
Right.
So, although for that one clue, 10 across, and so on, the answer was dot, dot, dot.
Yes, that was funny.
Uh-huh. But so you had to put in three rebuses, dot, 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 right next to each other. But of course, those dots are periods, you know. The others are dot.
Well, a period is a type of dot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the others were actually the word dot.
Oh, I like see what you're saying. When you
dress,
when you read across.
Connect the dots, dot com crash, pale blue dot. But those were actually dots. You know, those were actually symbols. But I wrote in dot, dot, dot.
Yes, no one says, mm-hmm. I don't think when you're reading you'd say dot, dot. You might say dot, dot, dot. I don't know.
Uh-huh. No, reading you just pause.
Well, what I originally put in there was et cetera, ETC.
Well, that's what I put too
first.
Mm-hmm. But that's before I figured out that this was not a Saturday puzzle, that you had to have some sort of a gimmick in it. So.
I noticed, by the way, if you try and select the word, because once the puzzle's been solved, you can still click in words. Mm-hmm. But if you try and pick, like, for instance, pale blue dot, it skips over the dot.
Yes, it does.
That's probably just a technical issue there. I got this at 20 across, and 20 across was the iconic Voyager 1 photograph taken 3.7 billion miles from Earth, pale blue dot.
Uh-huh.
And so that was something that really, it's like, oh, I see what they're doing here. But I didn't understand what was going on with the dot and the eye. I didn't understand the vertical aspect until I got to 37 down. Singer with a debut single, My Bologna. And from 1979, I'm like, that sounds familiar. And then I realized, oh, wait, it was My Sharona. This is the parody by Weird Al Yankovic.
Uh-huh.
So I had W-E, and then I was able to figure out the rest was I-R-D-A-L, as in Weird Al.
Uh-huh.
And that dot was right above that I, and it was there with intersecting connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners, as always, we advise you to wander over to xwordinfo.com so you can see the entire grid that we are now discussing.
If you haven't already done the puzzle yourself.
Yeah, don't you know, spoil it for yourself, of course, but once you if you're not going to be able to solve it or don't want to solve it or don't have time to solve it, you can see the solution there. Like with the 27 down ones colliding in the Large Hadron Collider, you know, at first I was like, anions, or actually I had muons. That's what I started off with because that sounded like a good particle. It didn't help 33 across I to Homer. So I was thinking I was in one, and so I had unum. So I had U-O-N-S.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, what's N's in U-O-N-S? Muons. So I was pretty pleased with that answer until I discovered it was wrong, the correct answer being iota.
Right.
Because different kind of I.
Uh-huh, yes.
24 across, Big Apple debut of 1998. And, you know, they always do this trick because they capitalize. I mean, Big Apple sounds like New York, right?
Uh-huh.
I put down iPod.
Me too.
But it turned out to be iMac. The iPod was 2001.
Oh. Okay.
So this was like 3 years earlier.
Uh-huh. iMac.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. I was sort of reading up about the iMac. And Johnny Ives, this legendary Apple designer, he actually made the first iMac. And the iMac, am I allowed to nerd out about Apple stuff? Probably not. Okay. Well, okay. We'll save that for another time.
Maybe it could be a fun fact.
It could be a fun fact, yes. Let's see. 31 across, the car at the front of a line, maybe. And the answer was hearse.
Uh-huh.
That took me a while.
Uh-huh.
Another thing that I thought was sort of interesting, I would imagine it was a coincidence, but 36 across, Beltway Insider was a pole, P-O-L,
uh-huh.
And then right below that was 39 across, Surf was a peon.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, the politicians are always on top of the peons. But then I looked at 58 across, city of 5+ million just north of Royal National Park, that turned out to be Sydney.
Yes.
And I was thinking about the Parliament building in Melbourne, Australia, and where they've got the grass on top.
Yes.
Because they want to symbolize that the politicians are never above the people.
Uh-huh.
So in 36 and 39, you had the politicians above the people,
uh-huh.
And then you had the counterargument at 58 across.
Yeah, but that building isn't in Sydney, it's in Canberra, the capital.
I know, but that was as close as I could get.
Oh.
I am going to assume that you knew 38 across, the Savage X Fenty product, bra.
Well, I knew it had to be some sort of female's clothing or cologne. I mean, that's Rihanna. She has a line of, I thought she had a line of beauty products. I guess she has a line of clothing, too.
Okay.
I believe, yes.
I just assumed it was the name of a rapper.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay.
Uh-huh. My favorite clue was the last one, 64 across, not get reception, and that was elope.
Yes.
I thought that was funny.
Yep. I was trying to get no bars to fit, but of course it didn't.
Uh-huh.
And that first E of elope ran into 42 down, heavens.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was, mercy me.
Uh-huh.
That took a while.
Uh-huh.
But.
Well, I've noticed, you know, whenever it's like heavens, there's always sort of a religious connotation in the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, mercy me.
Mm-hmm. One last one, 61 across, like all animals in the genus Equus, maned.
Maned, yes. That was a long time coming for me.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, I wanted to say hooved, but that didn't fit, of course. But maned.
Yeah, I was just thinking four-legged. And I guess
there could be quite a few
and
different genuses.
Mm-hmm. And I was a little fuzzy on whether or not they were mammals or not. So.
Well, equus, that's horse.
Right.
You know, we think of a horse. Yeah. Equine.
Right. That still doesn't help.
No,
so, and 54 down, ooze was seep. And originally I spelled it S-E-A-P.
Oh.
So I had Manad. And then I'm like, I think that might be Maine. So.
Glad you figured that out.
Yeah. All right. I think that's it for today.
Okay.
So thanks everyone for listening. Hope all of you who were celebrating Thanksgiving had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And for those of you who were not, I hope you had a good day anyway.
Yep.
And we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.